Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet. We're about to take a look at the fifth Mishnah in this, the fifth Perek. Ein pochtin me'asim b'chat tkiot b'mikdash. There's never fewer than 21 tkiot on any day in the Mikdash. And we'll see if you know Abay Mishmon, and never more than 48. We'll see, it's not exactly the case. Every day there were 21. Shalosh liftichat sharim, three when they would open up the gates in the morning. Nine with the morning tamid. Nine with the afternoon tamid. There's 21. When there was a musaf, there's another nine. So that means that any day with a musaf automatically has 30. When it was Erev Shabbat, they would add another three. Shalosh tavtil ta'amim lacha, three to remind people to stop doing their work, and three to announce that Shabbat is starting, much like we have the siren today. So when Erev Shabbat would be on, let's say, a Rosh Chodesh, then you would have 36 automatically. Now, Erev Shabbat Shabbatoch HaChag, Erev Shabbat of Sukkot, here's the 48. Let's see how it works. Shalosh Tiftichat Sharim, they'd open up the gates, that's three. Shalosh Tashar Alyon, three at the upper gate, this is now at the water. Shalosh Tashar Tachton, three at the lower gate. Shalosh Tamidoy Maim, three when they would fill up the water. Shalosh Agabe Mizbeach, and three atop the Mizbeach, that's another 15. They'd start with 15. Then, Teshat Tamidshah Shachar, but Teshat Tamidshah Ben Abayim, another 18 for the two Tamidim. 18 and 15 is 33. Vatesha the Musafin, and 9 for the Musaf of Sukkot. That gives us 42. Vashalosh of Zelta Amna Machav, Vashalosh of Zelta Machav, and the other 6 for Erev Shabbat brings us to a grand total of 48. Now, Nitin Delok Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not follow the reckoning of Rabbi Yehuda. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pochet Loifchot Misheva. If you have few, you have no fewer than 7. Mosif Loyasif Al Sheshre. And you have no more than 16. So it's not 21 to 48, it's 7 to 16. But of course, notice that that's symmetrically 1/3. So now, Vamaika Ipalgi, where's the Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Savar Tkia Trua Tkia Achati? Tkia Trua Tkia is one event. There's 7 of those. One in the morning, three with Tamin Shal Shachar, Tamin three with Tamin Shal Ravayim, etc. When I saw it, Tkia Lachud, Trua Lachud, Chacham say each sound is separate, and therefore we count each sound, but it comes out to be the same actions. My Tamin Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason for calling them one unit? Amar Kra, Utkatem Trua. In the context of the Chatzot's wrote, it says Utkatem Trua, which means that the whole thing is called one Tkia. Trua, Utkia Achati. So you see, Trua and Tkia is one thing. Rabbanan, say, no, that's coming there to teach you that you have to have the flat sound before and the flat sound after the trua. We know that we're familiar with that from the tkiot of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbanan, maitamai, what's Rabbanan's reason for saying this separate? When you gather the kahal, you do a tkia and not a trua. And if you have a tkiah with only one of the chatzotzrot, it's only the nesi'im, etc. But you see that you have tkiah without trua. Okay, if you think tkiah and trua are one thing, meaning tkiah, trua, tkiah together is one unit, so is it Hashem saying do only half a mitzvah? From Yehuda says, yeah, it's just a reminder of people to come. It's not really the mitzvah. Yes, it's a call, but the Torah called it a mitzvah. The Torah commanded you to do it, so it must be that each sound is a separate mitzvah. Come on, Azladim Rav Kahana, ain't bein tkiya l'trua v'lo klum. Rav Kahana said that tkiya and trua have to be one immediately after the other. Come on, Rav Yehuda, it sounds like it follows Rav Yehuda. Right? So pshita, it should be obvious. The answer is, maybe Rabbanan would agree that it has to be immediate. Well, Afukim Rabbi Yochanan, they're simply opposing Rabbi Yochanan's position. Amar Shama, Teisha Tkiot, Teisha Shol Payov. If you're the Tkia, and an hour later, a true, and another hour later, another Tkia, and over the course of 9 hours during the day, Yatzah, you fulfilled the mitzvah of shofar, so Kamash Malan, that it's not. So, we would think that the Rabbanan agree that Tkia and true have to be immediate, and we're there to oppose Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. It's very machinami. Why isn't that the case? Zim Ken, my velo klum. So why was the language of that statement, Ein ben tkiya l'trua v'lo klum, it's immediate. That seems to support the idea that it's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion who puts a greater emphasis on the unity of the mitzvah and the single mitzvah of tkiya trua tkiya. Okay, Erev Shabbat Shabbatoch Chag, we said on Friday during Sukkot, you have 48. V'ilu l'malah sirit loktani, but notice they left out that tkiya that we had on the 10th step. So Matnitin Manor Olazavit Ben Yaakov here. That falls as follows with Olazavit Yaakov. It's Hanan Shalosh Lamal Asirit. There's three on the tenth step we saw in the previous Mishnah. But Olazavit Yaakov Mer Shalosh Gavay Mizbeach. No, there's three instead on the Mizbeach. Now, Omer Lamal Asirit, Ein Omer Al Gavay Mizbeach. Whoever says it's on the tenth step does not agree to a tkiyah on top of the Mizbeach when he's pouring the water. Omer Gavay Mizbeach, Ein Omer Lamal Asirit, and vice versa. Meaning that they had a tradition of 15 tkiyot. Or five, according to Rabbi Yehuda. One for filling the water, one for the open, a top gate, one for the lower gate, one for opening the gates, and then one either at the tenth riser or on the Mizbeach. But not both. My Torah is when Yaakov, why does he say it's on the Mizbeach and not the tenth riser? Since you made a blast when you open up the gates, why blow on the tenth riser? Halav Sharu, it's not a gate. Therefore, it's preferable to do it on top of the Mizbeach. For Rabbanan Sav, Rabbanan's position is, since they blasted for filling up the water on the Mizbeach, there's no reason to blast for putting on the Mizbeach, which is just the other end of that process. Therefore, I prefer to do it on the 10th step. He came from the south. He came to Bavel with a Braita. What was the Braita? There's no reason for it to say Yitku'u b'chatzotzrot. Because the Torah already says at the end of that parasha that you have to be tokea. So why mention tokea again? To tell you that you blast based on the musafin, which means each musaf has its own blast. He quoted the Braita, then he explained it. So when you have multiple musafin on the same day, like Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat, you have separate blasts. You have separate korbanot, separate animals, you have separate blasts. Let's see if that really holds true. Our Mishnah has the max at 48 on Friday of Sukkot. If you're right, you've got the musaf of Shabbat and the musaf of Sukkot. Therefore, you're not going to have 48, you're going to have 51. Because you've got 4 times 9, that's already 36. That's for the 2 tmidim and the 2 musafin. Plus another 15 for all of the water process, and that gives you 51. So why max out at 48 when you have 51? So he said, because you don't have 51, because there's one you got to take out. We don't blast for the opening of the gates on Shabbat. Who is this who doesn't pay attention to basic Torah? In other words, he's saying Rabbi Zera is wrong. First of all, our Mishnah says every day the Ptichat Shareim. Every day means Shabbat. And even if you're right, that just means that Shabbat of Sukkot is 48. And so that's the same. It's not less than the Friday. So why didn't you say Shabbat of Sukkot day at 48? And you could learn two things from that. First of all, you would be able to teach Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's opinion that the tkiyah is on the Mizbeach. And you would learn this principle that there is a separate tkiyah for each pusaf. Ela Amar Rava says Levisha in Tokin Lamilui Maim b'Shabbat. The reason you don't have more on Shabbat is because we do not have a blast for Milui Hamayim, for filling the water on Shabbat. The Batzri Tuva. So therefore, the whole process of the Milui Hamayim. So therefore, there's significantly less on Shabbat. There you've got 5 sets of 9 because you have Tamid times 2. The Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Hashanah, Tikatlata Musafin, Musaf Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf the Shabbat, and therefore you got 45, plus, you're gonna have, Ptichat Shearim, that's 48. The answer is we wanted to specifically teach the Friday of Sukkot. Ashwin and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, to teach us like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov about the Mizbeach. But why are you limited to only teaching one or the other? Why don't you teach both? Shabbat Rosh Hashanah and of Shabbat Pesach Sukkot. The answer is Tana V'Shir. Our list is not exhaustive. He left something off. My Shir to I Shir. But Tana V'Shir only works if there's other things left off. And your list is either exhaustive or an example. So if it's an example, you got to prove that other things that could have fit were left off. What was else was left off? Shir Erev HaPesach. Erev Pesach was left off. What's that? Imashar HaPesach Lav Shiru. That's not left off because it couldn't have fit. Tamar Rabbi Yehuda, it follows Rabbi Yehuda. Tamar Mimem Shalkat Ashlishit Lohiki Alomar Ahav Tiki Shema Adonai Necha Yu Amam Watin. And even though they'd come in three groups, Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah Psachim says the third group never got even halfway through Halal a first time through because there were so few of them. We already said that the opening of our Mishnah with the numbers is not Rabbi Yehuda. The opening piece we had was 21:48 as opposed to 7 and 16. So maybe our Tana agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about Pesach and disagrees with him about how to count the Tzkiot. So what was left off? Shir Erev Pesach Shachaliot Erev Shabbat. Erev Pesach that falls on Friday, Apik Sheet Va'il Sheet. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you take six out because you only have really two groups to finish Halal. But you add another six because of the Erev Shabbat Kiyot to stop Melacha. And therefore, it would really come out to be the same, and it was left off the list, so therefore you see that our list is not exhaustive, but rather as an example, Erev Shabbat Shabbatot HaChag is 48. There's also 48 on Shabbat Shabbatot HaChag. There's also 48 on Rosh Hashanah Shachaliot Shabbat. And there's also 48 on Erev Pesach Shachaliot Erev Shabbat. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with Ein Mosifin Ala Baimushmona and the analysis of the maximum and whether there's a greater maximum to be found. Meantime, I should have a wonderful day.